Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when they vote tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow in Virginia. And of course, everybody has been waiting on this because this it should show some clear indication of the direction of the country and the likely outcome, even though it's a year from now, of the election in 2022. What are the latest numbers? Wow. They are astonishing, and particularly a big new NBC poll and several other polls that just show a collapse for Joe Biden. In fact, it's so obvious and so painful that Peggy Noonan has written a piece asking the question, can he even come back? He has 3 more years to serve as president. Unless he gets caught up in some kind of either health crisis or impeachment crisis, both of which are relatively unlikely, but not unthinkable. And right now, the 71% of Americans, according to an NBC poll, think we're in the wrong track. And this even after a happy Halloween. Did you enjoy Halloween? I'm not a huge fan of Halloween generally, but this was nice weather here. Here's my question for you. Did you have anyone you know or anyone you saw or anyone who showed up at your door who just wore a completely disgusting, idiotic Halloween costume? And if so, what was it? 1-800-955-1776. A little bit later this hour, I'll tell you about someone in the world of politics who I don't know personally, but who I think picked a really very inappropriate Halloween costumes for his young children. We will get to that a little bit later in the Michael Medved Show. We'll also be speaking to Gerald Seib of the Wall Street Journal, who is trying to answer the question, what the heck is wrong with Joe Biden? And the answer that he puts forward is it's basically we don't have a two-party system anymore. We have now a four-party system. What are the four parties? We'll talk about that with Gerald Seib of the Journal coming up. And we'll also talk about a couple of court cases, both of which I think are very intriguing, very important. One of them, of course, the Texas abortion law, the beating heart law, oral arguments, which they made. Now, this was not, don't get too excited, about the substance of Roe v. Wade or the substance of the federal government's role in abortion regulation. It's really what they're arguing about today is whether the Supreme Court, even some months or even years from now, can get to that issue again. In other words, on this case, they may not, because their real questions have to do with standing to bring a lawsuit and who it is you're actually suing because of the nature of the way that law is drawn up. We'll get to that as well on the Medved Show. Okay, first off, there is this announcement from Chuck Todd on NBC. And again, nobody would accuse NBC of being hard on Democrats or being in the tank for Republicans. They're not trying to slant a poll to make it look bad for Democrats and bad for the Biden administration. You've got to assume that what they're trying to do is give you an accurate view of what is going on in the mind of the public right now. And that's why it's worth giving a close listen to what Chuck Todd reports. This is clip 8. Listen.
We have a brand new NBC News poll out this morning that's filled with some scary news for the Democrats. The overarching message, Americans have lost their confidence in President Biden and their optimism for the country. At least they have right now. Just 22% of adults say we're headed in the right direction. A shocking 71% say we're on the wrong track, and that includes a near majority of Democrats who are saying that. President Biden's approval rating stands at a dismal 42% versus 54% who disapprove. Believe it or not, just 2 months ago, Mr. Biden was in positive territory, 49% approving, 48% disapproving. So what's pulling down the president's numbers? Well, look at this set of numbers. Just 37% say he has the ability right now to handle a crisis versus nearly a majority who say he does not. 37% also say he's competent and effective as president. 50% disagree with that description. What's more, Republicans, believe it or not, have double-digit leads in dealing with border security, inflation, crime, national security, the economy, and shockingly, on getting things done.
Okay, and the question, of course, would be what exactly have the Republicans gotten done other than to block the most wasteful and, oh, maybe irresponsible parts of the Biden agenda that they've gotten done? It's an astonishing development here when you are looking at this kind of negativity, and particularly on the economy. One of the things that they're reporting is that for years, Democrats have had an advantage on the economy. Why? Because they're going to give you lots of free stuff, and they promise, as Joe Biden promises, and so far they haven't been able to violate it because they haven't gotten anything done. They said that they won't charge any extra taxes to anybody who is earning less than $400,000 a year, which means basically we're only going after rich folks. Now, it doesn't really work that way, and if you look at the details of the kind of tax plans they're talking about, it isn't all quite like that. But still, this has been the Democratic pitch, and people have believed it. And when you talk about presidents, really straight through, a Democratic presidents have tended to have done well on the economy. Not now. 18-point advantage? It's the biggest advantage Republicans have ever had on the economy. And there's much more. And when you talk about it, part of what is terrible here is, you know, you only get one chance to make a first impression. And, of course, this is not the first impression of Joe Biden. He's been around forever. I mean, people have grown into middle age from people who were born when Joe Biden first came to the U.S. Senate in 1972. The reality of what is going on right now is particularly scary because of the personal ratings about Joe Biden, where when they ask, is he sharp? Is he mentally sharp? Is he capable? Can he handle the job? There are very, very real doubts about that. And meanwhile, in Virginia, the stunning number, and this I haven't heard people talk about, but it would be an earthquake if this happened. The stunning number in Virginia has to do with a poll for the Virginia legislature, because the legislature, where both houses are now controlled by Democrats, Biden won Virginia by 10 points. What it shows is that for the legislature, Republicans are winning. 42% of voters in Virginia said they would vote for the Republican candidate in their House of Delegates district, while 40% said they would vote for the Democrats. Now, for the Republicans to have an edge, and traditionally in polling, Republicans have underpolled. And that's because a lot of Democrats say they're going to show up for voting, and or they still are planning to, but they don't. And given the fact that all of the polling shows that Democrats are so much less enthusiastic about this election, and given the way the numbers look, you can understand why. What does it show about the governor's race? Well, there are polls that show both candidates winning. One poll shows Youngkin winning big, which would probably bring over the legislature with him. But other polls show him winning slightly, and other polls show McCollum winning slightly. Who do you believe? Which way is it likely to go? And what is behind this Joe Biden disaster? We'll deal with all of that coming up on the MedVed Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show. It's very close in Virginia, according to almost all of the polls. There is one poll, a Fox News poll, that gives a big advantage to the Republican nominee, Glenn Youngkin. But there's something that nobody seems to be talking about, except one of the most recent polls actually reflected it. It is a new Echelon Insights poll, which is supposed to be a GOP-based poll. And that shows that 49% of the voters said they'd definitely or probably vote for Youngkin, while 46% said the same about McAuliffe. And 2% said they'd vote for Princess Blanding. You heard a lot about Princess Blanding, have you? She is the Liberation Party candidate. She is an African-American young woman. She's a teacher. She has run a fairly active campaign. She got mobilized into politics when her brother was killed in an officer-involved shooting. And if this is correct, there's another candidate, fourth party candidate, actually, in this case, who's running as an independent, but he's not on the ballot. He's running only as a write-in. Princess Blanding is on the ballot. And in the election so close, if she gets 2%, who do you think that's going to help? I mean, again, she is very liberal, or runs for the Liberation Party. She is way to the left of Terry McAuliffe. And I don't think there's any question that every single vote she gets is a vote that otherwise would either be somebody who didn't come to the polls or somebody who would have voted for Terry McAuliffe. And I do think, even though nobody's been paying attention to her, nor should they really, because she hasn't built up some kind of statewide movement, but is it conceivable that, as in so many races, across the country, heartbreaking races, that the Libertarian Party candidate has actually prevented Republicans from winning Senate races, governor's races, other things, because in a close race, as Americans know from your own home states, the race that elected Al Franken. By the way, there had been this big rumor that Al Franken was going to run for Senate again, but this time not in Minnesota. He was going to run in New York, and he was going to run against Kirsten Gillibrand. Same way they expect that the other Senate seat in New York, Chuck Schumer's Senate seat, that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has been long discussed as a nominee. The Democratic Party is deeply divided. Franken announced today, no, he's not planning to run against Gillibrand. He's trying to start up his comedy career again. And I hope he'll come on our show again and not throw anything this time. But we will get to that. The reality that you find in so many of these races is a small party candidate can get enough votes to make a difference. And this looks close enough so that it could be the case here. 1-800-955-1776. MSNBC was talking about the connection between the very bleak approval ratings for Joe Biden, and I don't think he's doing anything spectacular to lift those approval ratings in Glasgow or in Rome, meeting with Emmanuel Macron and the Pope and 20 other foreign leaders with the G20. But here is the way NBC talked about what is coming up. Listen, clip 7.
Election day is now less than 24 hours away in Virginia, where voters will choose their next governor in a race that could provide both parties a preview for next year's midterms. Well, now some polling has two flashing warning signs for Democrats. A majority of Americans now disapprove of President Biden's job performance. And 7 out of 10 Americans believe this country is on the wrong track.
It is what you just put there, the headline, Joe Biden's approval rating here now down into the low 40s in our poll. And we've talked about this, these off-year governor's races, particularly in Virginia, where it looks so close right now. In the past, the president's standing heading into that election, sort of the first year of every presidency, you've got that Virginia governor's race. The president's standing has often had a lot to do, it seems, with the outcome of that election.
Yeah, and the president's standing right now, not so great. In fact, he sent his vice president, who's just stunningly unpopular. I mean, she has the lowest approval rating of any of the last four vice presidents. And Mike Pence had a higher approval rating than Kamala Harris. Trump had an even lower approval rating than Biden. Biden is the lowest approval rating at this stage in his presidency of any president in the last, 30 years, and except for Trump. But Kamala Harris beats Mike Pence in terms of disapproval. Here is what she says, trying to fire up the crowd, getting them all ready to go and to rush out to the polls en masse. This is Kamala in a rally on Friday in Virginia. Take a listen. 15.
Tell everybody you know to vote tomorrow. Nothing like saying, you want to meet me tomorrow? What you doing tomorrow? You got any plans tomorrow? Tomorrow's a good day. It's going to be a good day. But the point is...
I think the crickets were added, but they didn't really need to be. They had a photograph of... And featured in the New York Times of McAuliffe, who's been campaigning very actively, and they're literally, they were showing the crowd that had come out to hear him. There were two people, and one in a wheelchair. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but it was not, we are not talking about a huge surge in public sentiment. And again, part of what this all goes back to is the most consequential soundbite during the entire campaign. This was, if McAuliffe loses, it'll be because of this, which came during the debate with Youngkin. This is clip one.
I'm not going to let parents come into schools and actually take folks out and make their own decision.
You vetoed it.
So... Yeah, I did. You stopped the bill that I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach.
Ouch. Do you, anybody out there who really agrees with that? Who thinks that parents should be simply disregarded when it comes to education? Coming up, more in surprises of where America thinks we're going. Coming up.
Basically insane.
The Michael Medved Show.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Cancellations continue in what is supposed to be the friendly skies. American Airlines canceling hundreds of more flights on Monday. The flight tracking website FlightWare.com showing more than 300 flights canceled and well over 70 delayed. That's a big improvement from the weekend when more than 1,000 flights were canceled.
I looked at my phone like 10, 20 minutes before and it just got canceled out of nowhere.
But when you have hours of uncertainty, hours of not knowing when you're going to stay, hours of waiting to get your bags back when you've already checked them.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says holding the bipartisan infrastructure bill hostage won't get him to support President Biden's social spending bill. Manchin saying he wants to understand how the larger bill impacts Americans and the economy. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved Show, one thing or another, this particular election in Virginia is going to make some history. It's going to make some history because people are so bitterly divided right now. And the point of view about what's going on in the country is so incredibly negative. And what are people saying if they vote for somebody like Glenn Youngkin? He's from outside of politics. I mean, this is one of those things that people should be aware of, and the Youngkin campaign has made a great deal of it. He's a very successful businessman, and they had a piece that basically the one thing that has been consistent in terms of political activism has not been on the social issues. The New York Times did a big piece about Youngkin. He's a pro-business Republican, mainstream Republican. And part of what we were hearing so much after the election, and then particularly after the riot in the Capitol on January 6th, although the Republican Party is through, who wants to be part of that? The Republican Party has no energy, they have no future, they have no chance, they have no nothing. And now, Republicans are ahead on just about every issue. And the new NBC poll shows by double digits, Republicans are viewed better at border security by 27 points, inflation by 24 points, Prime by 22 points. National security, 22 points. Economy, 18 points. And just getting things done, 13 points. And this is a very, very big advantage for Republicans. We're Democrats ahead on climate change. If you care about climate change, 24-point edge for Democrats. Problem for them is that climate change, except if among young people, it does not appear to be a major issue. Democrats are also viewed more favorably on the coronavirus, and by 12 points. And I think that's because if you take a look at the polling that came out at the end of last week, it's astonishing. Even among Republicans, they asked, are you more likely to vote for a candidate who is promoting vaccinations or somebody who is not promoting vaccinations? They don't say opposing vaccinations. And among Democrats, 90% want someone who promotes vaccinations. But among Republicans, 64% want people promoting vaccinations. But basically, if the polling holds up, even the fact that the Democrats have a 12-point edge on coronavirus and a 10-point edge on abortion, they have a 5-point edge on voting rights, this doesn't count as much for people as national security, the economy, crime, inflation. And inflation, it's been a long time in America since inflation has been a big issue. But when people look back on that and they look on how decisive that was, that issue, almost as much as any other issue, elected Ronald Reagan in 1980. And basically dealt with the whole rebirth of the Republican Party after the disasters of the Nixon era. It came about because of what people call stagflation, because the economy wasn't growing and the cost of everything was going up. And clearly for people who are going out to the gas station and noting, I was talking to a friend in California, that's over $5 a gallon. And in some places in California, close to $6 a gallon. It's like Europe. And again, it doesn't make any sense here. I got gas yesterday. It was $3.59. And for regular, of course. But, the idea that this is not going to impact people, sure it's going to impact people. And it's quite the case. Here is Democrat Terry McAuliffe talking with Chuck Todd, just days before the election. And he's speaking again on what is just such a tone-deaf response that he has that has basically undermined his own campaign. What he's telling Chuck Todd is that parents have no right to involve themselves in worrying about their children being taught stuff that isn't true. Like the idea that America is a guilty, horrible nation that is entirely based on racism. Really, yeah, Beyonce said over the weekend, apparently, that if you're... America is such a deeply racist country that if you're basically not a little bit opposed to America, then you're not opposed to racism. And that's the kind of thing that most parents, including, I believe, most people of color, do not want their children to be taught in school. Here is Terry McAuliffe speaking with Chuck Todd. Listen, this is clip 4.
When you think of this right now on critical race theory, Chuck, it's not taught. So all you're doing is pitting parents against parents, parents against teachers, and they're using children as political pawns. I was in Hampton last night. I met a school board member. Said our school boards were fine. As soon as Glenn Youngkin got nominated, all of a sudden these people started showing up, creating such a ruckus.
Okay. And that's not the case in Virginia. It's not a response to the Youngkin campaign. By the way, there is an aspect of the Youngkin campaign. I think all sort of decent people can say this is disgusting. And what's interesting about it is it's not even really a Democratic group, or at least it claims not to be, but I think it is in fact. And what they did is they got a bunch of people to dress up like the white supremacists who were marching around in Charlottesville back in 2017. And the people marching in Charlottesville were dressed in a certain way, and they were carrying tiki torches. And these are a bunch of people. There's actually four men and one woman. And there was actually had a person of color, which kind of spoiled, I think, what they were trying to do. But they were standing in front of a Glenn Youngkin bus. And they were holding the tiki torches, and then apparently they were chanting out, "We're with you, we're in for you all the way, Glenn, we're with you." And the idea trying to be that they would get people to think that white supremacists were the core of the Youngkin campaign. Now, this was obviously a false flag operation. It was obviously stupid and loathsome, and Glenn Youngkin very promptly, not immediately, but quickly, he did denounce this group. Group was from the Lincoln Project. Remember, that was George Conway, Kellyanne Conway's husband, and a number of other. They had a number of other people who had worked. Steve Schmidt, who had worked on the McCain campaign and worked with Dick Cheney, a bunch of former Republicans who left the party. But this is not just leaving the party. This is not just a silly little gag. This is not just running an ad that knocks Republicans. This is a dirty trick that any people of conscience should decry. Because the truth is, there is no reason at all to think that Glenn Youngkin has courted white supremacist support, has a record of white supremacism. If you actually are claiming to speak for the true Republican Party, like a bunch of people from the Lincoln Project are, then to do something like this, shameful. And I don't think it's going to have a deep, deep impact or result. Some more surprises in terms of where we think America's going. A contradiction, in fact. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines, become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Michael Medved Show. Polls are fascinating and complicated sometimes, and that's because people are fascinating and complicated. I mean, maybe you're one of those people who is responsible for this apparent contradiction about the way Americans feel about our country right now. When they asked people in this NBC poll, and this is just, it's a devastating poll for President Biden. You have to go back, Biden's averaged in October of his first year as president, Biden has averaged 43% approval. That's the lowest ever except for Trump. And Trump was 37%. But that goes all the way back to Eisenhower. So you're talking about Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, Ford, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, going right through Bill Clinton and Barack Obama and President Bush, and the lowest for an October for this point in the presidency. And yet, there's this. People care about the pandemic issue, and they care about how it's handled. And according to the NBC News poll, even though 71% of Americans say they believe the country is headed in the wrong direction, it's up 8 points since August, a majority of respondents, 56%, think the worst is over when it comes to coronavirus. The number of people who think the worst is over, it's up 18% since August, when the Delta variant was just beginning to surge across the country. And then there is this. They ask people in the poll, and I think it's always a fascinating question, and it goes to this sort of inherent contradiction, is when you look at the world, you think, gosh, things are going terribly, we're going in the wrong direction. But here it says, they say, are you getting ahead in your financial situation? And 30% of Americans say they're getting ahead when it comes to their financial situation, while 45% say they're staying where they are. Only 24% say they're personally slipping behind or falling behind. Now, what does that tell you? What that tells you is that as bad as it might look for Biden and the Democrats right now, if we have a real period of inflation and low growth and low wages, I mean, it can get really, really bad for them. And the fact that people, 71%, think that we're headed in the wrong direction, when an overwhelming majority say they're either staying where they are or getting ahead, a third say they're staying ahead, about half say they're staying where they are, it's a pretty amazing thing. Looking ahead to 2022 midterm elections, take place exactly a year from now, 47% of registered voters say they prefer a Democratic-controlled Congress. 45% say they want Republicans in charge. That's awfully close. And again, it goes to the point about what we are going to learn when they come forward with this Virginia election. When you talk about, I mentioned that we all experienced Halloween. I hope you had a wonderful Halloween. And I don't know, you always think of dentist bills, right? Because, in fact, there's a big piece in the New York Times, and I hope we'll have a chance to get to it because it's fascinating. It says that Halloween might be a particularly topical holiday this year because the vampire fascination, Bram Stoker wrote his book in 1890, his book Dracula. And the real fascination with vampires started at about the same time that the anti-vax movement started. And vampires were associated with vaccines by people who were very allergic to vaccines, particularly right before and then right after, and even in the midst of the big flu pandemic of 1918-1919. In any event, it's an extraordinary thing when you're trying to capture the mood of a country, and especially when people seem to feel so negatively about what is going on largely. And in terms of Halloween, this may be a little bit cruel, but okay, Pete Buttigieg, I'll go there. Pete Buttigieg, I'm very happy that he's been able to adopt these twins, and they seem like nice kids, and he and his husband, Chasten, seem like nice people. But he's transportation secretary. And right now, instead of talking to the public about his twins, maybe there should be some substantive work on some of the supply interruptions that have been so difficult. I mean, they had like 2,000 flights that were canceled by American Airlines over the weekend, the extended weekend, because of problems getting the personnel into the right place at the right time. And yeah, they had some wins in Dallas too, but it didn't strike other airlines as hard as it struck American. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg talked about what he decided to give his baby twins. They're both under one, of course. They're both a couple of months old. What he wanted to dress them as, and did dress them as, to celebrate his Halloween. This is clip 12.
Before I let you go, it is Halloween. Do the twins have a costume? Or costumes? Or
So, yeah, my husband, Chasten, found these. It's a little hard to describe, but basically they're like these traffic cone. They're infrastructure, basically. They're going to be going as infrastructure.
That's amazing.
That's amazing? I don't know. I mean, can you imagine the same kind of fawning adoration of a new father or new mother, for that matter, in, oh, say, the Trump administration or the Bush administration, for that matter, because they brought new kids home and took an extended vacation time off. I know, of course, he's the first openly gay father, first openly gay cabinet member.
That's amazing.
And yeah, but what's, he's amazing, he's going to dress these babies up in traffic cones? Would they be cone heads? And imagine, and Greg Tomlin, rockstar Greg Tomlin, made this point. If it had been a Republican cabinet member and he said, oh, I'm going to dress my twins up to wearing guns and holsters to represent Second Amendment. I mean, I don't know what if you or what would be the equivalent of infrastructure. Infrastructure is not controversial. But by the way, which is one of the reasons that the fact that they may never get the thing passed. It was 19 Republicans now in the U.S. Senate. It's almost half of the U.S. Senate members who are Republicans support that infrastructure bill. And it's still being blocked, not by Mitch McConnell, it's being blocked by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the very, very strident people on the left. And this is one of the problems that Joe Biden has. What we're going to take a look at coming up on the show is, first of all, why has Joe Biden been so thoroughly blocked coming in with such high hopes? Did he make a mistake by making his grandiose visions too ambitious and trying to compare himself beforehand to Franklin Roosevelt and Lyndon Johnson? By the way, neither of whom were without their mistakes or their damage to the economy. So, okay, what went wrong as far as that's concerned? And what's the problem with a four-party system, which is what we have right now, says Jerry Seib of the Wall Street Journal? And we will also take a look at what Peggy Noonan has to say about the only way back for Biden. It's not necessarily even possible at this point, but if he wants to make a serious try, what does he have to do for this greatest nation on God's green earth?
That's amazing.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. Get deep discounts on MyPillow mattress toppers, towels, and so much more. For example, Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special for a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. Enter my promo code, works for me, for these great specials. Go to MyPillow.com and enter my promo code, works for me. I'm Fred Dreyer, and believe me, this deal really does work for me.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.